You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Michelle. Don't take too long now. We still got to sort through these stacks of ballots.
Yeah.
Now, for real, though, what, you want to be responsible for someone's vote not getting counted?
It ain't that deep, Lou. Don't be dramatic. I'll be back soon anyway.
For real, though.
Will you shut up and let me enjoy my lunch?
A little late for lunch.
Nature of the business.
What you got?
Not a damn thing for you.
I don't want none of your suck-ass cooking anyway.
Then why are you asking?
Just maintaining a healthy curiosity in the life of my dear friend.
I'm going to be maintaining a healthy foot up your ass if I get any hungrier, Lou.
Now who's dramatic?
You're totally right. Gonna go make myself less dramatic now if you're done being a smartass.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, you're killing me.
I just noticed that noise. That, I don't know, the roadwork noise is still going.
So?
So it's past roadwork time. Do you think we should check it out?
That is not my job. If you want to walk around this big-ass building and all the way across the truck depot to check on something that's none of your business while we still have work to do, be my guest.
You're a true hero. Well, keep an ear out for me in case any more of those red hats come around.
I got you. Now leave me alone.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you lost or...
Do you work for the post office?
No, I just thought these clothes were the height of fashion, so I stole them off of a very overworked corpse.
Oh.
It's a joke. A bad one.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. See, I have this box and...
Wait, let me put on my mask.
Oh, sure. Okay, so, like
wait,
I said...
Wait, kid, are you forgetting anything?
Am I?
Okay, that was actually my way of saying I'm putting on my mask, and I hope you'll put on yours without me having to directly, like, tell you to do it.
Oh, right, so sorry. Here, let me,
That's okay. As long as you're not screaming at me and coughing in my face.
Does that happen?
Unfortunately. So, what do you need?
Well, I mean, I guess I... I would like to file a complaint.
Oh, boy.
I'm really sorry.
Okay, so this building right here is the central sorting facility. The main retail post office is that entrance over there near the end of the block.
I tried. The door is locked.
Business hours are posted on the front door.
Can't you just help me?
I'm off the clock.
It's really important.
Look, kid, I don't know if you could tell, but I was kind of in the middle of something here.
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
But you did. I've been working at least 12-hour days, 6 days a week since this whole pandemic mess hit. I'm about to go in there and start up on hour number 13 of today.
Wow, that sounds really hard.
It is. So tell me, is your complaint real? Is it more than a typical problem that can wait until tomorrow morning to solve? Is this an actual, significant thing?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Damn.
What's wrong?
I was kind of hoping you would recognize how inconsiderate you're being and feel ashamed and walk away.
Oh. I do feel, really ashamed, in case that counts.
Nope.
But I really need your help.
My help? Me and only me?
Well, the other post offices said they couldn't do anything about it, and so I just thought...
Wait. You already went to a different post office before you came here?
Yeah. 6, actually. Earlier today.
And they all said they couldn't do anything?
Yeah, but...
Oh, then what the hell are you doing here?
It's not like they actually tried.
I'm not prepared to actually try. What makes you think the outcome is going to be any different here?
I don't know, but I had to try something.
Why?
Because it's not right! It's just not right!
What isn't right?
Just look.
6 feet, please.
Fine, I'll just slide it over.
Oh! Oh my god. Oh, what the hell is that smell?
Take a look.
You got this through the postal service?
Yes.
And no one noticed?
It wasn't this bad until, I don't know, recently.
Why haven't you just thrown it out?
Well, it's not right.
What even is it?
Take a look.
I don't know why I'm even doing this. Little baby birds.
Chicks.
They died before they could reach you?
The internet said that people send animals all the time in the mail. No problems.
The internet was right. People do that. They used to be able to, at least, before all of this.
They were just little babies.
Hey. Hey, come on. Are you crying?
No.
You are.
Not.
You're an actual grown-ass woman and you're crying.
Grown-ass women can cry. Anyone can cry. You should try it sometime. Maybe you'd be less of a dick.
I'm a dick.
No empathy.
You're the one coming to me with no mask, no distancing, no regard for what I've been through trying to make your tiny-ass problem my problem. But there's just one problem. It's not my problem.
It is not a tiny problem.
They're $3 each and less than 20 to ship.
Money isn't the only thing.
They're birds. Does it really matter?
It matters. They mattered.
Oh, I'm gonna go eat my lunch inside.
I just need to keep the chicken coop ready for when my uncle gets out of the hospital, okay?
There's nothing I can do for you.
You could try.
Try what?
Literally anything. God, you've spent more effort trying not to help me than it probably would have been easier if you'd just been nice!
I don't owe you nice! I don't owe you anything!
Yeah, I guess you're right. God, I'm sorry I bothered you. Really, I am. This was a mistake. I just thought I just wanted to... God, who the hell knows what I wanted? Not like I can ask you to resurrect the little chicks. I mean... Oh, God, none of this is your fault. I'm... Oh, God, I'm just gonna go.
Wait. Come on, just... I don't know. I got so many impossible things on me right now, but it shouldn't be this hard just to, I don't know, be human. I'm sorry that we didn't get your birds to you on time. I'm sorry they died. That's really sad. And it's not your fault.
Well, thank you for saying all that.
You said you got someone in the hospital?
My uncle.
And these were his chickens.
They were supposed to be. I'm just trying to maintain his coop until he gets out. I'm just doing such a shitty job of it. I mean, I can't even...
We're all just doing the best we can.
I just don't want to let him down. You know, he is the only person who has always truly been there for me. My mom died a few years ago, and I never knew my dad. I don't know where I would be without him. I mean, he dropped everything in his life to be able to take me in, to be a parent to me. And no matter how bad things got or how bad things get, watching the chickens gives him peace. So I just really don't want to mess this up. Falk, I'm sorry for dumping all this on you. I don't even know why I'm saying all this.
It happens more often than you think.
Everything is dying right in front of us. Because we can't get our shit together, these poor little babies suffered.
I guess you're right about that. Things are falling apart around here. For all of us. If things were different, we would have gotten them to you safe and sound. We're all losing something to this.
Have you lost anyone?
Sort of. I mean, one of our guys here. He died from it.
I'm so sorry.
Didn't really know him, though.
Still.
But it's like, I don't know, that's all of us. I didn't know him, but I'm pretty sure he had kids. I got kids. 14 and 9. I got parents, older relatives, and I'm still out here. Every day, 12-hour shifts. Then people in suits who never worked a day in their life go on TV and talk about how the post office is failing. So, we work harder. Still not enough because they ain't hiring anybody. People can't take it, or people get sick, so the work just piles up. And the whole time wondering, what could happen to me if I keep on like this? Do you hear that?
No.
Me neither.
I don't get it.
It's silence. Sweet silence. No random ass work noises.
Get back here!
I heard that.
That's Lou. He works here.
Sounds like he's in trouble.
Don't you run away from me!
It sounds like somebody else is in trouble.
It's classified.
Who the hell is that?
I've never seen him before.
Lou, what are you doing?
Stop him.
What should we do?
I don't know. Trip him, I guess.
Ow!
Lou, what the hell?
He was chopping at the collection box, at the concrete, trying to break it free.
What? Why?
I don't know. The kid is high.
I'm not high.
Yeah, he's high. Talking about secret missions and classified and whatever.
Talk.
Okay. I've been sent by the president.
The president?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Hi. President of what?
You know which president he means.
Boy, you telling me that the president called you up on your phone and said...
No, come on, man. He can't just call me.
Obviously, Lou.
If he did that, Hillary and George Soros could just intercept it. No, it's all coded.
So the president contacts you through, like, smoke signals?
Classified.
And he tells you to steal collection boxes?
Classified.
Yeah.
You won't be laughing when you're under federal investigation.
Oh, my God.
What the hell are you laughing at? This kid may be a clown, but there's more like him, a lot more. And they're looking for any excuse. What if he had swung this pickaxe at your head, Lou, instead of running, The next lunatic that comes around here, he ain't gonna be as nice as this kid, and he ain't gonna be carrying a pickaxe, that's for damn sure.
Do I look like some kind of Antifa terrorist?
What the hell are you still doing here? Boy, you better take your ass home.
But
You leave now, or you take it up with the police when they get here. Your choice.
Police are on our side.
You really think it's the local cops? Hell no. It's the John Soros cops. They got you tracked.
George Soros?
Mm-hmm. Him too. I think I hear him. Lou, check your earpiece.
Earpiece?
Yes, Lou, your earpiece. Do you hear the transmission?
Oh! Loud and clear. Roger that. Yeah, they're on their way.
Run.
I need my pick back. I just bought it, and,
run.
That was kind of expensive, so I thought maybe I could just,
Boy, get the hell out of here! Go!
You really called the police?
Hell no, I didn't call the police.
Oh.
When would I have done that? You were here with me the whole time.
Should we?
Not my problem. Do whatever you want.
Well, I guess my work here is done, then.
Well done.
We should keep an eye out for that guy, though.
Him and 1,000 others.
See you inside.
Give me a minute.
I'm sorry I laughed earlier.
Whatever. It was funny. You laughed. No big deal.
But you're right, though, about what you said. People that believe all that stuff, it's fun to joke about, but if you really think about it, it's scary. I guess.
You got that right.
Does it make you think of quitting?
Not really.
I wouldn't want to put up with all that.
Well, you know what they say. Neither snow nor rain nor heat.
What?
You know, the motto.
What motto?
The Postal Service motto, you know.
The Postal Service has a motto?
Yes. How do kids your age not know this? It's like, nothing's gonna stop us. And in any case, I was using it kind of sarcastically anyway.
Okay.
Never mind. Look, all I was saying is that it is what it is, you know? It's not like I'm all excited about the mail. It's a job. But for what it's worth, you know, even though shit is weird as fuck out here, I guess what I'm saying is, like, neither snow, nor rain, nor some fucking psychotic conspiracy nut is gonna stop us. Not as long as the rent is due on the first of each month.
That's kinda cool, I guess.
But that doesn't bring back your birds. I'm really sorry, by the way.
Thank you. Honestly, it all makes a little bit more sense now. You know, now that I've seen a guy trying to steal a mailbox because the president told him to do it in a coded message in his alphabet soup. Puts things in perspective.
True. That boy didn't kill your birds, but whatever it was that possessed him to buy that pickaxe is the same thing that killed them, if that makes sense.
Nothing makes sense.
That's 2020 for you.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Hold up. Stick around for a minute. I got an idea.
Okay. Are you, like, digging a hole?
Yep.
Wouldn't a shovel be better for that?
Oh, good idea. As soon as I see someone hacking at a mailbox with a shovel, I'll take it away and use it.
Good point.
Okay, why don't you set your box in there?
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're gathered here to mourn the passing of these little baby chicks. It is a tragedy they left us too soon. And they will be missed. You got any words to say?
I can come up with something.
Do you need help?
No, I mean, it's just hard to come up with something right on the spot.
You could just say, like, rest in peace, or something like that.
What? No, Hindus don't believe in rest in peace, so...
Don't believe it? Okay, what do Hindus say?
I don't know. There's like, a few things in Bengali and, like, a dozen other languages that roughly translate to, like, may their souls find something. I don't know. It has been a long time since I was a particularly good Hindu, so,
You're overthinking it. Just say something.
Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I like that. Well, I guess we should...
No, wait. I think I have more. Yeah, their passing, like many things, was tragic and unfair.
Yeah, that's good. Like many people, they were caught up in things that were out of their control.
Caused by people and forces with no concern for their well-being.
Yes.
Yes.
Their lives, like many things, were brief.
Too brief.
Let their memory be a symbol for us as we try to pick up the pieces or something.
But let us also remember that they were more than just symbols. They were living, breathing. I don't know. They breathed. They lived. They hoped. They feared. Each one just as richly and vividly as you or me. So when we remember them, we should remember the real weight of their lives. Not just symbols. We must remember.
We will.
Thank you. This means a lot.
Om Shanti. And amen.
Thank you for listening to Neither Nor by James Sanchez, directed by Nicole A. Watson, with Rachel Cognata as Michelle, Angus O'Brien as Garrett, Lapika Shaw as Katie, and Godfrey L. Simmons Jr. as Lou. This is one episode in a 6-part audio series entitled Isolated Incidents, written by a majority BIPOC, majority queer collective of writers to capture stories that center the invisible frontline workers who are essential inside of the pandemic and the lives they lead behind the job. This series is produced by Rocco Productions Limited Liability Corporation, in association with Rattlestick Playwrights Theater and the Broadway Podcast Network. Creative producer, Pearl Hodiwala. Technical producer, Alan Seals. Supervising producer, Brittany Bigelow. Dialogue editor and line producer, Brett Ashley. Sound design by Twee McCallum. Press, marketing, and social media by Katie Rosen, Joanna Nikolova, and Ayana Prescott. Co-composed by Brian Quijada and Marvin Quijada. Casting by Kaleri Jensen Davis. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.